Wolf, and Luke.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Ron Wolfley.
This is going to make me look kind of freaky.
Luke Lipinski.
The great Luke Lipinski.
You're devaluing the word great if you follow for Luke Lipinski.
Wolf and Luke. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
All right, Wolf, I'm not going to play the Max Kellerman clip for you anymore. What I am going to do is I'm going to approach this a different way. In terms of who has more to lose tomorrow night and more to gain, I think the Cardinals have more to lose because they have a team in their division that's one game behind them in the LA Rams, which is kind of crazy if you think about the fact the Cardinals are 7-0 and they still only have a one. It's really kind of a 1.5 game lead because they have the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
But they need this game tomorrow more than Green Bay does because Green Bay is in the NFC North where they may have already clinched the division for all I know.
Yeah, I know. I think you're right about that, probably. But at the same time, I look at it, I think it'd say a lot more and do a lot more for the Green Bay Packers if somehow, some way, they were able to win this game. The Arizona Cardinals, for the most part, we all know it's coming. We all know that there's coming a game where they're going to lose. They're going to lose the game. I don't think it's going to be Green Bay. I don't think it's going to be this one right here. And I hope they come out and ball out exactly like I expect them to because it's Aaron Rodgers over there. Forget about the fact that they don't have Devontae Adams. Forget about the fact they don't have Alan Lazard. Forget about that. They still have professional football players that are 6-1 right now. And guess what? They still have Aaron Rodgers, last year's MVP. I think this game, frankly, is going to go like the Rams game. I think it's going to go like the Titans game.
Yeah.
I think it's going to go like the Cleveland Browns game. That's what I think. Now, I will say this. All three of those were road trips for the Arizona Cardinals. They haven't played as dominant in State Farm Stadium, but I think tomorrow night changes all that.
Yeah, I mean, you also do have to factor in that it's a short week. It always benefits, seemingly, the home team on a short week. Like the short week going from Sunday to Thursday isn't good for anybody, but it's a little bit tougher for the team that's traveling. And that, to me, I almost think of as more of a factor in this game than Green Bay, at least not having Alan Lazard. And I'm not trying to diminish what that guy does. He is their number two receiver on the season.
Sure.
But that, to me, is somebody like Aaron Rodgers just sees the next receiver he's throwing to it. Okay, I'll make that guy catch the ball. Just stick it right between his numbers. He's going to have to catch it. Obviously, if they don't have Devontae Adams, that's a much bigger deal. But I still think that at the end of the day, if the Cardinals win tomorrow, they were probably going to win anyway because the key is going to be outscoring Aaron Rodgers. I think for 60 minutes, Aaron Rodgers can find receivers. He'll pull guys off the sidelines that have played three snaps this season, and he will get them the ball. The Cardinals are still going to have to go out there and win a game whether Devontae Adams is able to play or not.
Yeah, what's so weird about the Green Bay Packers for the most part, you watch them on tape, and it's Aaron Rodgers. Look, everybody, there's Aaron Rodgers, and he brings a smile to your face watching Aaron Rodgers play the quarterback position because it is very, very cool.
That's one of Kyler Murray's favorite quarterbacks
exactly
of all time.
Exactly right, one of his favorite quarterbacks of all time. But for me, overall, watching the Green Bay Packers, you don't see a juggernaut when they play. You don't see an offensive juggernaut, Luke. You don't.
No. And a couple years ago, Aaron Jones had 16 rushing touchdowns and 3 receiving touchdowns. So
talented.
Over 1,500 total yards and 19 touchdowns. Like 2019 was a pretty good year for Aaron Jones. It hasn't been the same this year. He hasn't been bad, but it just hasn't been the same. He's gotten in the end zone twice. He actually has 4 receiving touchdowns this year. So he has 6 touchdowns, but only 2 on the ground. Some of that I do think is Green Bay's offensive line.
Yeah, right.
Some of it is, I'm sure, if you're Green Bay and you go into a game, especially one like this, you're like, okay, we got to win. What are we going to do? It starts with the other Aaron, not Aaron Jones. It starts with Aaron Rodgers every time.
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers, once again, this is the time of year where you can start looking at the tape and you can start looking at the numbers. And if they match up, what you see, boy, it's pretty dependable and pretty reliable, I would say. The Packers are number 19 in rushing yards per game and rushing yards per play. That's right about what you see, too, an average football team running the ball. And I think this average football team running the ball is going to try to kick it into overdrive and try to run the football a little bit more with a little bit more intensity and their offensive line against the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, that's what that makes that Aaron Rodgers clip we played so great, because it's at the end when he says, okay, we're going to have to score to keep up with the Cardinals. Certainly Aaron Rodgers is going to think that way.
Yes.
I wonder if Matt LaFleur is thinking that way, or if he's thinking, all right, calm down, Aaron. This week we're running a lot. We'll keep the ball to Kyler Murray's hands. Because if Aaron Rodgers moves the Packers down the field and they score, what's going to stop the Cardinals from just coming right back down and doing the same thing the other way?
Once again, it is points per possession. Points per possession. I can say it. Okay, that's what you're really looking for. Now, you've got to just, how about possessions, period? You got to maximize, and this is something Aaron Rodgers was actually talking about yesterday. You've got to maximize your possessions. How are you going to do that? You've got to be able to run the ball. You have to, because guess what? When you're running the ball as well, where's the Arizona Cardinals offense? Where is it? It's on the sideline where it can't score a touchdown against you.
Yeah.
See, this is why it's a big deal. They stay balanced, and I think we're going to see the Packers come out and try to run the ball even more than what we've seen in the past.
Real quick, here's Buda Baker talking about the prospect of playing a big game on national TV, because, by the way, the undefeated Cardinals haven't played a game on national TV yet.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely special, definitely fun going against a great opponent and an NFC opponent as well. Great quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback. It's definitely going to be fun. Hopefully, you know, the Red Sea comes out. I know the Packers, they always pack well. So we're definitely going to be seeing some green in the stands. But, you know, hopefully seeing the Red Sea out there loud and about, and just going to have a great time. And, you know, no matter what, just cherish each moment you're on the field, because any moment can be your last. So just cherishing this moment, cherishing these few days to rest and recover, and then get ready for, you know, ramp it back up on Thursday.
It is kind of ridiculous, some of the teams we have seen on national TV this season.
Like, yes.
By all means, keep showing me the Eagles. I really love that.
Love that right there. Cheeseheads. Get ready. Here come the cheeseheads tomorrow night.
Yeah. That's that is inevitable, and that's, I'm sure, will be a talking point nationally on Friday. But the Green Bay fans travel everywhere. Just within reason. I don't want to see half the stadium green tomorrow. The Cardinals are the undefeated team. But Packers fans do travel everywhere. Coming up next, what is the Cardinals' plan at center this week? We're going to hear from head coach Cliff Kingsbury. That's next. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Arizona Sports. Breaking news.
So, I will wait for Mr. Ron Wolfley to get his headphones on. The Cardinals have released their final injury report for Thursday night football, and J.J. Watt is out with a shoulder injury.
What?
Wow. Okay, well.
Darrell Daniels, Max Garcia, DeAndre Hopkins, and Rashard Lawrence are questionable for the matchup, but J.J. Watt is out.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, I don't feel as good about the game now as I did 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement right there by Luke. Yet at the same time, I believe the Arizona Cardinals still are better than the Green Bay Packers. Especially, boy, the Packers now, all these thoughts are just crashing down around me right now. Thinking the Packers are thinking, man, we better run the ball. We're going to line up. We're going to run the ball. That's what we're going to do. We're going to hand that thing off. I guarantee you, we're going to pound your face in at the point of attack.
Well, no J.J. Watt would feasibly open that door a little bit for them. The other thing that DeAndre Hopkins that Aaron mentioned there too, we brought this up earlier in the show. What did Cliff say? He might be a game time decision. So that's like a double game time decision. DeAndre Hopkins might be a game time decision.
Wow.
I'd like to have Watt or Hopkins.
You know what? Honestly, they can still beat him. Of course. All right. We don't have J.J. Watt. You don't have Devontae Adams. Okay. We'll see that. And
don't have Rodney Hudson.
DeAndre Hopkins.
It goes back to what Max Starks was saying when he was in here earlier. As great as this is for the NFL, the showcase game with nobody else, and as great as I think it is for the Cardinals to get to finally be on national television, all they had to do was win every single game to get here. This game might be better served on a Sunday, because Green Bay might have Adams. The Cardinals might have Watt. I don't think they would have Hudson back, although if you missed the update earlier, Cliff Kingsbury did say Rodney Hudson is tracking towards playing next week after the bye. I think that's against San Francisco. So If you could tell me both
next
teams.
Next week, what do you mean?
Like
after the bye?
Or not after the bye. After
yeah, okay.
the after the you know what
okay,
after the
no,
Thursday
no, okay,
after having Sunday off.
The mini bye.
Yes,
I
the
see
mini
what
bye.
You're saying. Yes.
Yeah, not
no,
four
okay,
weeks
that
from
messed
now.
Me up, right?
Yeah.
There.
Well, that's probably because I didn't say the right words.
Well,
that probably
it's that and the fact
up.
That I used my head for a living for 10 years.
Yep. Rodney Hudson may be back for the November 7th game, is what it sounds
okay,
like.
Okay, there we go. That's much better.
Here is Cliff Kingsbury today talking about, because it's not, it's Max Garcia as well. That's a potential issue. Now, this here's Kingsbury talking about Garcia, J.J. Watt, and DeAndre Hopkins.
We'll know more this afternoon, and then on game day, obviously, some of those guys will be a game day decision. But yeah, if Max weren't able to go, Sean Harlow would be the center.
Okay, so now we're going three deep.
Okay, Sean Harlow, exactly. Okay, look, everybody, Max Garcia can't play, and now J.J. Watt is out. He's not going to play. You know what? This is good. Because I'm just telling you right now, if I hear anybody nationally talking about, wow, the Green Bay Packers didn't have Devontae Adams, right, and Alan Lazard, I honestly, the Cardinals are missing key players as well.
Yeah, but you know, you 100% know, Wolf, if the Packers beat the Cardinals tomorrow night, nobody nationally is going to say, well, the Cardinals didn't have J.J. Watt and they were down to their third string center. It won't even get mentioned.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But once again, it should be, especially because
it should
know,
be, but it won't.
Hey, it's J.J. Watt. Does that not bring any type of cred to the field?
I think they'll mention that during the broadcast tomorrow.
Oh,
they'll be
I
like,
think
oh, by
so.
The way, J.J. Watt's not out there.
No,
but
J.J. Watt not going here tonight. They have to talk about his impact. Anyone who watches tape, who's doing the game tomorrow? Who are the analysts? That's what I want to know.
I'll get on that for you. I don't have it off the top of my head. I feel like Aaron somehow knows already.
Troy Aikman.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Troy?
It's Thursday night. Yeah. Okay,
Troy.
Joe Buck.
I'm going to be waiting for the quarterback. I'm going to be waiting for Troy Aikman to actually say, this is a big deal. Because if you watch the tape, J.J. Watt does a lot of things that really helps the Arizona Cardinals defense be the Arizona Cardinals defense. And by the way, they're not bad.
It's not that. That's where they'll bring it up on the broadcast. Obviously, Troy Aikman knows what he's talking about. It's going to be all the talk shows nationally the next day. If the Cardinals go out there and win by 17, it's going to be, well, the Packers didn't have Devontae Adams. How could they be expected to win? If the Packers go out there and win by 2, it's going to be like, well, the Packers are just better. We told you the Cardinals weren't there. Hey, were the Cardinals missing anybody? Oh, I don't know, like half their team. Not a big deal. That's fine. The Cardinals should be able to beat the Packers with their practice squad. Otherwise, the Cardinals aren't for real.
Yeah, the two guys they brought in that really fit the two things the Cardinals wanted to be this offseason, getting more physical, of course, and leadership. The very two guys that they brought in with that in mind, Rodney Hudson, of course, and J.J. Watt, they're not playing in this game. But you know what? Just let that go by because it's not Devontae Adams.
Rodney Hudson.
Stop.
I haven't heard his name mentioned nationally in any of these talking points when they discuss the Cardinals. I haven't heard his name mentioned once the last 2 weeks. I haven't heard his name mentioned really since
you
he got
what,
traded
just,
here.
How about this? Bring it on. Hopefully D-Hop won't be able to go.
That's style back
you know,
a little
just
bit.
Just bring it on right now.
Honestly.
You'll take your Devontae Adams. Okay, we didn't have D-Hop either.
No,
and you
no,
know
no.
what? That wide receiver room is D-E-E-P. Yeah, bring it on. I don't care.
Here's Cliff Kingsbury talking about D-Hop.
Yeah, if it's Hop and it's a national TV game, I know he'll try to be out there. He likes those bright lights and usually plays really good.
Yeah, I like his stance better than yours, Wolf.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I know. I'm just, you know, and I'm getting that player mentality starting to rear its head right now. It is. I think it's ridiculous. Hey, listen, this is the NFL. It's going to be this way week to week right now. Don't act like the Arizona Cardinals haven't beaten anybody. Don't act like they thrashed three playoff teams from a year ago. This narrative that is surrounding this team, it's all based on Cliff Kingsbury. I'm telling you right now, There were so many analysts who said Cliff Kingsbury was going to be a major disaster, that Steve Keim had made a horrific hire. There were so many analysts nationally that fell into saying that, that didn't even give him a chance, no chance whatsoever, that now at 7-0, they can't believe it. They're never going to come off that. You and I were talking about this in the not-so-beautiful part of the program. They're never going to come off of that stance.
It's not all of them, but there does seem to be a group that have dug their heels in, that either the Cardinals aren't that good, even though they're 7-0 and have beaten really good teams, or the wheels are going to come off when they lose a game or two. And I get it from the players' mentality, from the way the Cardinals
and that's
players
why I'm saying,
react.
Yeah.
They don't see, I don't think it phases them in the least. I think that they don't mind flying under the radar. I had to double check to make sure the Cardinals were even favored in this game, honestly. And they are. As a home team, they should be favored. They're undefeated. Now, Wolf, if you're looking for some adversity, I have some for you.
Okay.
Because they are going very deep at the center position.
Who looks for adversity,
well,
right? Honestly, who
said,
does? I'll tell you who
exact
does.
Words.
A wedge buster. That's who looks for adversity.
Your exact words 2 minutes ago were, bring it on. We'll play you without D-Hop, too. This is Cliff Kingsbury talking about Rodney Hudson.
He's progressing well. I've seen him doing a little bit more and more each day, and so we're hopeful that he'll be ready to go for San Fran. I'm not 100% on that, but I like what I've seen.
Okay, so that is good news, but obviously doesn't help them tomorrow. Now, there's a possibility that Max Garcia, who of course is Rodney Hudson's replacement, he may not be able to go, which would leave the Cardinals with Sean Harlow at center.
Yeah, he's played it before, and he's got a bunch of reps in our system. We'll sit Rodney out some Wednesdays, or just limit him Wednesdays, and during those days Sean has gotten some good work, and so there's a high level of confidence of, you know, how he'll be able to perform if he's called upon.
Still, that's a factor in this game. If you're going down to your third center,
yes, it is a factor.
Yeah, the guy who touches the ball to start every play.
Yeah. Don't act like it's not a factor. Anybody who understands the game of football in the least realizes, oh my goodness, they're on their third string center. That is like, when you're on your third string center. Uh-oh, is what comes out of your mouth.
Well, because then there's Cliff Kingsbury talking about his plans at emergency center.
And yeah, we'll have a few guys who will be on deck. Justin Pugh. I can play center. Beach has played center, so hopefully we don't get to that point.
Great.
It's shaping up that way right now, Cliff, isn't it? It is shaping up right now where you could be looking at Sean Harlow as your center.
Well, yeah, and I think right there he's talking about what happens if it is Harlow and he gets hurt during the game or gets banged up
yes.
and has to miss a series. Yeah, we've got some guys that know
Look,
what center is.
I'm not
is.
Going past Harlow, okay?
You're just
Let's not go down to Justin Pugh or Calvin Beecham.
You just refuse to snap the
just
ball if Harlow can't do
it. At some point in time, man, what a mess that is right there.
That was an emotional segment right there, starting with that J.J. Watt news. Text us your thoughts on tomorrow's game to the FanDuel text line at 620-620 right now. Coming up, the Coyotes are off to a rocky start. What can they do to get better? We're going to just ask their coach that straightforward question. Next, Andre Turney will join us. It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
All right, welcome back to the show. The Arizona Coyotes in the middle of they're one game in to an extensive East Coast road trip here. And joining us right now on the 72 Sold Sports Line is their head coach, Andre Turney. Coach, thank you for the time. A tough one against Florida to start this trip off. That's an undefeated team, though, and you guys did rally in the third and almost pulled that off. How'd you like your team's effort on Monday?
Like you just said, I think we could have been better in the first two periods. I think even Florida is a really good team, and they play at such a pace. It was they put us in trouble in the first two periods, and we had great performance from both our goalie. But in the third, I think like you mentioned again, the way we rallied, the way we bounced back, showed a lot of character. It was not easy, especially the way the first two period happened. So happy about the character the guys showed.
Coach, I know that it's very, very tough. You're 0-5-1 right now after six games. What are you saying to your guys to keep their heads up? How do you keep their heads up?
But we have no choice to just trying to be better every day. You know, even if we feel sorry for ourselves, you know, on the pro sports, if you feel sorry for yourself, nobody will help you. So there's no other way for us to just keep pushing forward, keeping getting better every day. And we're looking at the future the right way and saying, hey, we got better every game since the start of the season. Florida is a really tough opponent. Islanders is a really tough opponent, and we made really tight game with those guys. So we're getting there. We just need to keep grinding, keep pushing, and good thing will happen.
That character you talked about, to be able to push back, even though things are tough right now, push back and almost come back in that third period against Florida, that's been there at times throughout the first few games. Are you confident that's something that's just permanent with this group and that's going to be part of your identity all season?
Yes, it is. I have no doubt about it. You know, I said that to you before. We have a lot of good leaders in our team. We have a good guys who've been successful, who won Stanley Cup, who's been champion. So they know, and they know how tough the NHL is and how long the season is in the NHL. And you go through those stretches in pro sports where you need to just go head down and keep pushing and try to be better every day.
Coach, can you give us any examples of how the organization has supported you so far? Are you getting the support that you need from the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we knew what we were getting into before the season, and we knew, we said we're all in this together, and that's never changed. I never felt someone was trying to point finger or trying to blame anyone. I think we're all in this together. We're all looking for solution. Same thing with the player. I feel everybody is pushing through, and they don't nobody is selfish or pointing finger or trying to find the reason why that happened. We're just trying to find solutions, you know. And I like the way that things are done right now.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. Andre, Liam O'Brien, who's played the last couple games and has made a pretty big impact, even against Florida. He only had about 8.5 minutes of ice time, but he had a goal and he had 8 hits, and he just seems to be around it. What can you tell us about him?
But you know, Obi is a guy with a lot of character as well, and he's been pro before. He didn't play a lot in the NHL, but he grind in the NHL, and yeah, he's a guy with a lot of character, a lot of passion. He's a good Irish guy who he's always up for the test. So he's a good presence around the team. Like I said, the frustration the last game from Hobie on the bench, and just to see the passion in his eyes and how much he wanted to win and how much he wanted to go at them, I think that dragged everybody in the fight. And you need those kind of guys, those guys who are warrior. When you know when the situation will require, you can always trust them. He will have your back.
Is the joy still there for you, Coach? Is it still there for you, even through this losing right now?
Absolutely. It's the same for the group. Today, we had a practice here in Tampa, and the guys were high tempo and were pushing through. You know, you look the way Florida played and the way they beat their opponent since the start of the season, and you see how we came back in the game and we're one shot away to tie the game. And same thing against the Island, a pretty good team here. The next day they just beat the on the back to back. They just beat Vegas the same way they did with us. So that showed the quality of the team they have. And you know, we're feeling we're getting better, and we're feeling we're every game. It's just a matter of time. Right now we have bad luck. We have great scoring chance. We just cannot bury. But that will change. During a season that balance itself. So we're in that kind of a funk right now, but with the attitude of the guy, the energy every day, and we're pushing through, good thing will happen.
Looking ahead the rest of this road trip, I mean, the schedule's tough with Tampa obviously having won the last two cups tomorrow, and then Washington on Friday. But at the same time, if you beat one of those teams, I mean, what do you think just even one win would do for your group right now?
I think we'll do a lot because right now we, like I said, I'm beating the drum and I'm telling you, hey, we do a lot of good things. We're right there with those teams. But at the end of the day, we're in pro sports. We want to have something to show for. So I think being a reward by a win against one of those elite teams, I think will means a lot, you know, and will be great for our confidence because right now we say we know we can do it. But doing it, it's the next step. And when we will have that first one under the belt, I think that's will the guys will be a little bit more relaxed. They won't squeeze their stick in the same way. That will help us moving forward.
Bear, is there a guy on the roster that has exceeded your expectation where you came in and maybe you didn't have a lot of familiarity with the guy, but he's surprised you based on how he's played? Is there a guy like that on the roster right now?
I think there's two guys I have in mind right away. The first one is Johan Larsson. I think Larsson is playing really well, not just offensively, but defensively as well. He's generating good offense, and he's playing well as well defensively. And he has a tough matchup. You know, he's playing against top opponent every night, and he's taking a lot of D-zone face-offs. So he has a tough task, and he's did a really good job since the beginning with us. And the other guy will be on the back end. It will be Libushkin. I think Bush is playing really hard. Again, he has a good thought process, made good play in the breakout with the puck. So I'm happy about his progression. Mm-hmm. I think he's trending in the right direction.
Andre Tourney, always great to talk to you, man. Good luck tomorrow in Tampa.
Thank you, guys. Have
Thank you,
one.
Coach.
Thanks a lot. That's Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney joining us on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Get
I've
your price
there,
at 72sold.com. Well, first of all, thank you for the question where he told you about Johan Larsson and Ilya Lyubushkin, because I'm going to steal that and use it for the pregame show.
Okay, there you go, right there.
I appreciate you helping me do some show prep.
Beautiful right there. But, man, I'm telling you, I've been there. I know what that's like when you are down in the bunker. And I would imagine coming out after six games and not getting a win yet, they're in the bunker.
They've played some tough teams, too. And this road trip, it's only getting tougher. So, especially, like you said, too, it's tough at any point, but especially when they are your first six games as a head coach, there's only so much you can do. Attention, Cardinals fans, tomorrow is your last chance to win tickets to see Thursday night football, because that's tomorrow. Text RED to 620-620 and listen for your name during Bickley and Murata at the 7 a.m., 8 a.m., and 9 a.m. hour to win two tickets to see the Cardinals take on the Green Bay Packers. That's RED to 620-620. When we come back, what are the three things the Cardinals must do to beat the Packers in that game? It's the Wolf and Luke Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Still undefeated.
Colt McCoy takes a knee. This one's over. The Cardinals are 7-0.
Things aren't slowing down yet.
This week, y'all know Thursday night games. All right, it's a team that handles the week. Unique, weaker preparation, the best. That's who wins the game.
I know what's in front of us. A short week against an undefeated opponent.
Kyler Murray.
It's going to be a quarterback run up the middle. At the 10, at the 5, Murray dives for the end zone. And he's in for the touchdown.
Versus Aaron Rodgers.
Looking. He dumps it off right side. Got his man in the end zone. Touchdown.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
In prime time. Wolf and Luke talk Cardinals, Packers, Thursday night football, now.
All right, Wolf, as we wrap up the show for today, and of course the game is tomorrow, shorter show tomorrow as we begin network coverage a little bit earlier. But before, I want to get into what you see as like the main keys for this game. I do want to set the table for everybody a little bit, though. Davante Adams still in Green Bay. Has not been completely ruled out, but he has to get two negative tests in Green Bay. The team has already left, so he would have to fly out separately, which obviously they would do if he got the two negative tests, but the game's tomorrow. It's not Sunday. So he's still up in the air, probably not playing. Alan Lazard is out for the game. But on the Cardinals' side of things, still no Rodney Hudson, which was expected. No J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt's not going to play tomorrow with a shoulder issue. DeAndre Hopkins is most likely a game-time decision, although Cliff Kingsbury did hint, okay, he's probably going to find a way to play. Max Garcia is questionable in this one as well, though. That's your backup to Rodney Hudson. So now, Wolf, now you can give me your keys to winning this game, now that I've told you the 75 players that might not play.
Boy, I really do appreciate that, Luke. You got to be kidding me. That is brutal right there, just to hear you say that. I think, first of all, physically, mentally, and emotionally, they have to protect Kyler Murray. This is something I was talking about earlier. They got to put him in a three-dimensional offense and limit the exposure he has to some of the hits that I think the Green Bay Packers might be bringing against Kyler Murray to try to nick him up a little bit. And by the way, this is something that is not going to be a secret going forward anymore. A defensive coordinator, they're going to start telling their guys, hey, you get a shot on Kyler Murray, you go ahead and you take that shot on Kyler Murray, right? They're going to start saying that. They're going to start saying, if you get a shot on him, make sure it counts. And do it legally. And you can. Listen, there are ways of hitting a guy, and then there are ways of hitting a guy. Okay?
That second one sounds a lot more menacing.
I'm just saying, and that is coming. There's no doubt about it. So I think they've got to go ahead and make sure they're trying to limit the exposure Kyler Murray has against opposing defenses. That's number one. And the best way to do that is to stay balanced. Number two is win the turnover battle. I know everyone talks about the turnovers, but the Arizona Cardinals have turned teams over, and they've protected the ball. It's one of the reasons why they're undefeated right now. They're plus 14 in the turnover margin. That's number three in the National Football League, plus 14. They turn you over, and they protect the ball. And number three, they got to keep running the football. They have to do this. The Cardinals are number 5 and number 16 in rushing yards per game and rushing yards per play, respectively. Number 5 and number 15. I mean, that's pretty doggone good right there in terms of running the ball. Where's the air raid, right? Where is it? Where's that pretty boy football? It's gone bye-bye for the most part. They're balanced, and I love that. Those three things they got to do.
A couple things with the injury report then. I mentioned J.J. Watt out with a shoulder issue. Darrell Daniels, questionable. He was limited all week with a hamstring issue. Max Garcia with that Achilles issue has not practiced all week. Again, a shorter week. Normally you wouldn't even really have an injury report until today for the first one, and instead he didn't practice technically Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's his designation at least. DeAndre Hopkins hasn't practiced all week either. That's the designation. Hamstring issue, so he's questionable, and Rashard Lawrence questionable with a calf issue. Back to DeAndre Hopkins real quick. Even if he plays tomorrow, I don't like the idea of him having a hamstring issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At some point, are we going to be, I don't know how bad of an issue it is, are we going to be like, okay, he played Thursday night, got 10 days off before the 49ers game, maybe he sets the 49ers game so he's at 100% the rest of the season? Or is that, with a hamstring issue, can you kind of just push through it to the bye? I don't want a limited DeAndre Hopkins at any point the rest of the season, you know?
No, you got to treat him with kid gloves. There's no doubt about that. I agree. I know it's D-Hop. I know Hop is, when the light's on, he's on. He's going to play, and he wants to play. I love that about him and appreciate him for that. Because you get wide receivers in the National Football League that aren't so determined, shall we say.
Yeah, I can think of a few off the top of my head. Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. So I'd love to see that. But listen, the best thing going forward here is the Cardinals' mindset overall. To me, the only way that you can approach this game is to focus on the process, focus on the game plan, focus on the effort it's going to take, focus on the pain and beating the pain, and focus on the process of beating the Green Bay Packers tomorrow night on a short week. I mean, the Cardinals, I think, have to get myopic on this, become hyper-focused on what it is they need to do to beat the Green Bay Packers. And this is the best thing about this team. I think they have the ability to do it. They have the leadership inside that locker room to do it. And because of that, even if D-Hop does not play, I still expect the Arizona Cardinals to come out and win the game tomorrow night because of the leadership they've got in that locker room.
Yeah, I don't want to just gloss over Aaron Rodgers on the other side of the field, but all things being equal, if these two teams were at full strength, I would feel pretty confident the Cardinals win. If you're telling me I have to pick tomorrow based on all the players that both teams are potentially missing, I still think the Cardinals win, but if they're definitely playing without J.J. Watt, and they're definitely playing without Rodney Hudson, and if you're potentially playing without Max Garcia and or DeAndre Hopkins, it's getting tougher.
It is getting tougher.
Green Bay's 6-1 for a reason, right? I'd like to have some of the players on the 7-0 Cardinals there to play the 6-1 Packers. But, yeah, we still have tomorrow to talk about it. But I do wonder, because what you said as your first key of protecting Kyler Murray, I think everybody that watched that game even just last week would 100% agree with you. But it's a little concerning that they're going to be playing potentially with a third-string center tomorrow night in Sean Harlow.
No, there's no doubt about that. But once again, you can only play who you can play, and you can only play against who you can play against. Line up and ball.
It was a philosophical way to end the show today, but that's how we're going to do it. Thanks to Aaron Maloney and Jesse Morrison behind the glass. For Wolf, I'm Luke. Burns and Gambo's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.